Members, please vote to signify their presence.
Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Vic Fisher and Senator Ziegler excused from a call. Senator Vic Fisher is present.
May we stand for the invocation this morning.
Father, we'd ask for your blessing this morning on this assembly. We ask, Lord, that you give a special blessing on each of these men and women as they've come here to transact the business of the state of Alaska. We just pray that you would give them the knowledge, the courage, and the wisdom to transact only that legislation which would best serve the people of this state. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Secretary, certify as correctness of the journal. Proceeding day.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 71st legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 62.
Senator Ray.
Move the journal for the 71st legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 62 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, today in the gallery, we have several visitors in both galleries. From around the state, they are part of the Atlantic Richfield Company's Civic Action Program. And this program is a nonpartisan grassroots effort to involve more citizens in the political process. Many of these CAP members have been active in political campaigns in Alaska, and others will be working on campaigns for the first time this year. All of them today have given a day of their vacation time to fly to Juneau and meet with the legislators. Later today, they will be having lunch with the legislators during the governor's mansion, attending committee hearings. And each senator who has constituents here today may wish to introduce his or her own visitors.
Guest for introduction this morning, Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the ARCO program from the east side of Anchorage and Chugiak and Eagle River are Linda Rader, Narish Kamur, Rita Dursey, Tom Klinger, and Patrick McGuire.
Bills chairperson.
Yes, Mr. President, from Senator Pettyjohn in my district in South Anchorage, in the far gallery we have David Schaefer, Barbara Spears, Mary Lou Wilcox, Dale Wolf, and in the gallery directly behind me, Norma Slank from South Anchorage. Welcome.
Senator Sturgulewski.
Mr. President, I'm along with Senator Rohde, delighted we have a couple of constituents here today from District 10, Robert Krosky and Sharon Holloway.
Good morning. The floor, Senator Pettyjohn.
Mr. President, also from Senator Bates, my district in beautiful South Anchorage. If you'd stand when I call your name, please. Mr. Toxing Low, Thomas Moore, Vernon Nielsen, Pat Metz, C.G. Nelson, and Ken Parrish.
Are there messages from the governor this morning? Oh, Senator Gilman with apologies.
Yes, Mr. President, also with the Atlantic Richfield group is a gentleman from Senator Paul Fisher in my district, District D, Dennis Helfand.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, we have with us today a group with the Alaska Native Leadership Project, which is a yearly state-funded project from around the state. I'd like to introduce the people that are down here this year who are observing the legislature, working with the different committees and with the different departments. Rose Abraham from Bethel, Greg Annalon Jr., Iliamna, Darlene Belts, Anchorage, Robert Curtis, Kiana, William Friday, Chivac, Jacqueline Hill, Kotzebue, Edgar Holcher, Cooper Bay, Alice Jackson, Kuitluk, Donna Kayos, Barrow, Daisy May Lamont, Nunapachuk, Edith McHenry, Juneau, Grace Panatak, Fairbanks, Dmitry Filimonov, Aleutian Privilov, Gloria Pushrook from King Island, Cora Sakaloff from Kenai, Richard C. Fairbanks, Vicki Sheldon, Ketchikan, Michael Smith Fairbanks, and the two project leaders, John Allen and Martha Davis. Mr. President?
You have the floor, Senator.
In addition to that, for the next 2 weeks, I have a young girl, Geraldine McKindy from ANIAC, who will be working in my office through the RSVP.
We welcome you all here this morning. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
Messages of March 19, the House passed Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 36, the Great Land Games Month. This has been sent to enrolling. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to House Bill 537, thus Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 537, CNRA, authorizing municipalities to exempt motor vehicles from taxation, passed the House. Those are the messages from the House today.
Other messages from the governor? Again, there were none. Are there communications this morning?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 346, Treatment of Mentally Ill Persons, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute judiciary. Senator Ray Chairman signed no recommendation, signing due pass for Senators Josephson and Eliason. Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation, support mental health or I'll kill you. Senator Pettijohn signed no recommendation. SB 346 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill Number 352, establishing the Alaska Railroad Corporation to manage and operate the Alaska Railroad, and recommends be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Farenkamp, Gilman, Curtula, and Fakes. SB 352 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 447, Special Appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault for a Training Center for the Prevention of Sexual Abuse of Minors, and recommends that the State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted and due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Vic Fisher, and Ferguson. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation. SB 447 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 463, Veterans Exposed to Radiation from Above-Ground Nuclear Weapons Testing or to a Biological or Chemical Agent, including Agent Orange, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Hallford, Vic Fisher, Moss, and Paul Fisher. SB 463 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 484, Social Services Fund, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, a fiscal note, and a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Hallford, Vic Fisher, and Paul Fisher. Senator Moss signed no recommendation. SB 484 has a further referral to Finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 529, Special Appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for a Social Services Fund, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Hallford, Vic Fisher, and Paul Fisher. Senator Moss signed no recommendation. SB 529 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 84, Finn, Smoking in Public Places and Vehicles, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute and due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Ferguson, Fakes, and Josephson. House Bill 84 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Health, Education, and Social Services considered Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 194, Finn, Education of Exceptional Children, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute with a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Hallford, Moss, Vic Fisher, and Paul Fisher. House Bill 194 has a further referral to Finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 365, Supplemental Appropriation for Legislator Salaries, and recommends calendar March 20. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senator Ray and Senator Bennett. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 78, making the Public Employment Relations Act applicable to employees of school districts, and recommends it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Rules with a new title. Senator Fakes, Chairman, and Senators Ray and Ferguson recommend calendar. Senator Bennett signed no recommendation. Senator Kelly signed do not pass Rules Committee Substitute. These two bills do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
You have the floor, Senator Rohde. Senator Rohde?
Yes,
Obey at ease.
And act relating to presumptions under the Alaska Workers' Compensation Act.
Labor, Commerce, Judiciary, the same as original.
Senate Bill Number 530 by the Resources Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Power Authority and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Those are the new bills.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. Senator Mulcahy was seeking the floor.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we revert to introduction of guests. I see some good friends in the gallery over here.
Without objection.
Lisa Gemelli from Portland, Susan Van Cheele, Brian Beal, and their chaperones and sponsors, Stan and Janet Thompson.
Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 78, Senator Joseph.
I move and ask unanimous consent for recess for purposes of the Leadership Caucus.
We have recessed. Please come to order. Senator Ray?
Where are we, sir?
We're down to Senate Bill 78, about to be read.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 78 be removed from the calendar and be replaced on the calendar on Tuesday, March 27th.
Objection. Senate Bill 78 will be on next Tuesday's calendar. Next item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 365. Secretary, please read the bill by title, author, and committee report.
Senate Bill Number 365 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, an act making a supplemental appropriation for legislators' salaries and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, Fakes, and Josephson.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
Move that Senate Bill Number 365 be considered in gross advance third reading and place the final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 365, an act making a supplemental appropriation for legislators' salaries and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion, for debate. Question. Simple, explicit. Question is, shall Senate Bill 365 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted this morning? Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll. Senator Fahrenkamp did not vote, sir.
Senator Fahrenkamp. All members
I've
voted.
Closed it. I'm sorry, I've already closed it. Rung it up.
We will proceed again. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 365 be adopted by the Senate? You proceed to vote. If all members voted, does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays, 1 excused, 1 absent.
Senate Bill 365 has been adopted. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 365 be considered the roll call on effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the calendar are the citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation.
Citations in memoriam. Naomi Umura by Representatives Davis, Kopanen, Szymanski, Larson, Vaska, Malone, Gall, Zaroff, M. M. Miller, and all other members of the House.
You have the floor, Senator Halpin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to be shown as a co-sponsor on the citation.
Objection. So ordered. Senator Ray?
Well, Mr. President, I suppose that there's somebody who has checked this, but I would like to, again, check the first name. I'm not sure that that's the name.
Secretary of the Senate checked for absolute spelling.
Yeah, for the absolute spelling, because yep. I'm not too sure it is, sir.
That will be done. Secretary of the Senate will.
And I would move and ask unanimous consent that all members of the Senate be shown as co-sponsors.
Without objection, so ordered.
No other corrections, Mr. President. I would move that the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, could we briefly revert to introduction of guests?
We'll revert to introduction of guests.
Also with the CAP program in the far gallery are Vivian Query, Beverly Worthman, and Julie Duffus.
Are there items under unfinished business? You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that it be excused from the Senate, not subject to call, on Friday, March 23rd, I believe that is, for personal business.
You are excused. There's no objection. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would move you now that we take up my reconsideration of Senate Bill 72.
Secretary, read the bill by title.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 72, Kalfit Hess, amended, an act relating to sexual assault investigations.
Senator Ray? You have the floor, Senator Rohde.
By way of explanation, I'm going to request the bill be taken back to third reading and propose an amendment, then have it held upon the desk in third reading, giving the members a chance to take a look at the amendment as it's distributed, as well as the backup material. It's a relatively small matter that I've talked to Senator Ray about, but I think that would be the proper way to do it. Therefore, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 72 be returned to third reading for the purposes of a
second
specific
reading.
Amendment. Second reading, I'm sorry, for the purpose of a specific amendment.
No objection. Return to second reading for specific amendment for the amendments available.
Mr. President, I would move the adoption of Amendment 1.
Number two.
I'm sorry. I would move that the amendment be held on the Secretary's desk until tomorrow.
There's no objection. We are in second reading under reconsideration for a specific amendment, the amendment that will be on your desk by Rohde and others.
That's number two.
Amendment two. Is there further items under unfinished business? You have the floor, Mr. Finance Chairman.
The Finance Committee asks unanimous consent to waive the referral of Senate Bill 411, an act relating to preferential use of Alaska agricultural projects.
It's waived. Rules Committee. Further items under unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings this morning. State Affairs Chairman.
President, State Affairs is having a meeting at 3 o'clock today, and unfortunately I don't have a list with me, but the list
posted?
Is outside. It's posted.
Bills are posted. Senator Bennett, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. This afternoon, the Finance Committee at 1:30 will take up the University of Alaska budget again. Also on Thursday, March 22nd, take up SJR 30 relating to enforcement of child support obligation, and Senate Bill 135, an act establishing the Nick Baggage Memorial Scholarship.
You have the floor, Mr. Department of Transportation Chairman.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 526, an act relating to relocation assistance and real property protection for persons displaced, will be up at 1:30 this afternoon in the Butchovich Room on the Transportation Committee. We also have HB 452, an act making a special appropriation to DOT for phase one of the Nome Port facilities.
State Affairs Chairperson.
Mr. President, I now have a list of State Affairs bills. Today at 3 o'clock in the Butrovich Room, we'll be hearing Senate Bill 395 on Equal Employment Opportunity Division, SB 448, open exams and registers for state employment, SB 524, mobile homes, and SJR 31, orcas.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, I've been asked to announce that this afternoon at 4 p.m. in the Governor's Conference Room, there'll be an APA briefing on where we are now. It's requested that if the number of legislators is not sufficient to fill the room, then staff will be admitted, but they're hoping that legislators will take up that space to know where we are.
Commerce Chairman.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in the Belts Room. Senate Bill 497, which is a lemon law on a mobile home. Senate Bill 470, an act related to insurance. And House Bill 241, dealing with Alaska Boxing Commission.
Commerce. Judiciary Chairman.
Well, Mr. President, today is National Agricultural Day. And in celebration, before we get to that, though,
your floor, Senator.
I think this needs some salt or something, because it didn't taste too good when I chewed on it. I chewed half of that up, and it needs something. And I wonder if does somebody have a speech impediment? Is this a reel or wheel?
It's wheel.
Oh, wheel. Right. Anyway, today is National Agriculture Day, so in celebration of this event, and the progress we have made in developing Alaska Agriculture Department of Natural Resources, invites the members of the Senate to stop by the Legislative Lounge this afternoon at 2 o'clock for a sampling of Alaskan agricultural treats. And this is by request of the Commissioner, Esther Winicky.
You have the floor, Senator.
Can I make a brief comment on that subject, Mr. President?
Are you bringing some halibut?
No, Mr. President, I just like these look like potatoes, but they sure certainly go good with fish.
Farmers love fishermen. You have the floor, Resource Chairperson.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Back to order. Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, there will be a leadership caucus after adjournment of the session. We just can't get enough of each other.
Are there further announcements of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Paul Fisher.
Yes, Mr. President, I would like an excused absence on the 22nd and 23rd to attend a fishery hearing in Anchorage.
No objection. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I've been advised that this barley has been planted by Southern Quakers. The names, anyway. We All and Thu All. That was the advice that I got from the consultant, from the agriculture expert. So if there's no other business to come before the Senate, I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. Wednesday.
We're adjourned.